How does it feel to be back home?
Comfortable. We have family around, all that. Way better than being overseas.
Ronaldo living in your country now, so...
We could have had Messi as well, but his wife had other ideas, so...
Are you saying the league in Saudi is better than the league
way
in America?
Way better, way better, way competitive. I have to admit, recent years, there have been much needed improvement on that. But
in the US?
Yeah, in the US, but still not as popular as in Europe or in Asia or in Africa.
Lifting his cross in, here it is!
All game times.
We've been talking, we've been doing small talk, but let's get into business. This is Ball Game Times podcast, the podcast where we like to gather all of our football opinions, bend it and deliver it straight to you on Spotify, YouTube, sometimes Apple Podcast as well as anywhere else you get your pods. My name is Mubarak and I have Basel back. We've been lazy with it, I have to admit, but we're going to be more consistent this time. I really want to get into talking about Liverpool today because for the long-time listeners, you might know we're both Liverpool fans and This has been a burning topic for a while. Klopp has decided to leave the club at the end of the season. It started to look good at some point. It looked like, okay, maybe we could be in for the quadruple, but bro, it's not looking like that right now.
Not even close. Even when we're hearing shouts about us being in for a quadruple, I wasn't having any of it because it's too much. If you want to compete for four trophies in one season, you have to have a big squad, and we are lacking in that department, unfortunately. So if we manage to scrap the League Cup along with the league title, then that's a very successful season. But let's hope it ends in a good way, though.
Do you genuinely feel like we have a small squad, though? Because I don't know, for some reason, I feel like our squad this season has been bigger than we've had in previous season. Because, say, the goalkeeping department, for instance, we have two very good goalkeepers, Kelleher and Alisson, very capable.
Yes, compared to previous seasons, yes, we have a way bigger squad. But still, if you compare to other teams, like Man City, for example, we're not even in the same category. You see this problem with Arsenal as well. They would be competing for the whole season and then they would crumble at the end of the season because their squad is not as big. They can't rotate. They keep playing the same starting 11 week in, week out. Eventually, they will get injuries. They will get...
But sometimes I feel like that's more from Arteta being a coward because Arsenal squad isn't that tiny anyways. They have players they can choose from, but Arteta just decides to stick to the same players all the time. For instance, they have Partey who has not played all season. The only department where I feel Arsenal cannot compromise would be their centre back department. But everywhere else on the pitch, I feel like they could have other deputies who can play very well, especially Leandro Trossard, because I feel like he should have got a lot more game time this season.
And Trossard, every time he comes off the bench, he scores, he assists, he has an impact on the game. So. Yeah, I agree. He has to start more games. But not only that, they have other options as well. They have Nelson, they have Emil Smith-Rowe. But as you have said, Arteta hasn't been like brave enough to rotate his team. It might cost him at the end of the season, just like last season.
Somebody tweeted yesterday, I can't remember it word for word, but he was like, Arsenal, the new Spurs of the Premier League because they seem a bit sporty.
we can't generalize on that on Arsenal only because they've been only competing for two seasons. This is their second season competing for the title. So maybe we can make that statement over at least 3-4 seasons.
Since we are talking about our rivals now, of course, we'll get to talk more in depth about Liverpool, but like looking at our rivals and the games we have left for the rest of the season, Liverpool won their game yesterday, which put us level on point with Arsenal. We both have 74 points. City are on 73, if I'm not mistaken, or 72. If they win their game, they go top of the league, and it looks like they have the easiest schedule of the trio. But do you genuinely feel like City would go on and win their remaining games, as we've seen in previous seasons? Because me and you, bro, we've been through a lot. That season when we won 97 points, bro, it was painful as shit. But
yes, I understand.
That's what we've been used to since City just win.
The only remaining scenario that we haven't encountered yet is losing the league on goal difference.
And that's a possibility this season.
If that happens, I'm officially retiring from watching football.
And but it's a possibility that could that could happen as well.
That could happen, but let's hope it doesn't. But realistically, realistically, I don't see City dropping any points in their remaining games. They have the easiest schedule. They have just recently got out of the Champions League, so they can focus a lot more now on the league. They could potentially end the season with the double being in the final right now of the FA Cup. So I hope they drop points, but I just can't see it happening.
To be honest, same here. I feel like City are too good, bro. Like, especially now that they've been knocked out of the Champions League. I feel there's something we call Eje. Uju Eje in Nigeria. Like, bloody eyes. They have bloody eyes right now. They are just going to mess everybody up. Because, bro, like, I felt it when they got knocked out of the Champions League. I felt like it was a blessing in disguise for them. Like, I wasn't entirely happy, even though I enjoyed seeing their ass get whooped in front of their fans. But one side, I was like, bro, this is them coming to focus on the league now.
Exactly. This is not going to be good for Liverpool. That's true.
Exactly.
But on the bright side, me being a little bit optimistic, I see them potentially maybe dropping points against Tottenham.
Tottenham has seemed like their boogie team.
Yes, but I still don't see it like highly likely. Maybe it happened, but I don't think it might happen. Let's just hope it does.
Tottenham haven't even been in the best form in recent weeks.
Yeah, but Tottenham, all of a sudden, when they play against City, they become prime Barcelona, man.
They would have a strong impact regarding where the title goes this season, because they play Arsenal, they play Liverpool as well as City. Mm-hmm. I mean, Liverpool haven't had it easy against them in recent seasons. I remember, was it 2 seasons ago? They came to Anfield and got a draw, and that kind of knocked us off.
Winning the title. That cost us the title. Yes, I remember that one. Also, the season before us winning, we were playing against them and we scored the winner in probably in the last minutes. I remember a Salah goal. At the end of the season, we still lost the league by a point. But as you have just said, yes, they might have a big say in deciding who is going to win the title, playing all three.
Talking about winning the title, Klopp has only won the title once in his 9 years at Liverpool. When he eventually leaves Liverpool, no matter what happens now, in my eyes, he's a legend. But just looking at it, like, from a neutral perspective, people are saying this, that, and the third. But do you genuinely feel like if you're just being neutral, would you say Klopp has actually been a success story at Liverpool?
Okay, to answer this question correctly, we have to look at Liverpool before Klopp. The team struggled for like 28 years without winning a league title. Last time they won a major trophy was back in 2012 under Kenny Dalglish. It was even a League Cup. So the team was struggling for a long period of time. We've been trophyless for like 8 or 10 years. and Klopp came to a broken team, a broken squad. Even I remember in his first press conference, he made a very great statement talking to the Liverpool fans. He said, "We have to change from doubters to believers."
To believers, yes, yeah.
And looking back now, seeing that he's going to leave at the end of the season, he actually made the Liverpool fans change from doubters to believers, and in that alone is a success in my eyes. On top of that, he won every single trophy that he could have won. Yeah, you could say he only won it once, but with the struggles that we had, with the budget that we had, with the team we're competing against, Manchester City was and still is one of the best teams in the world, and we came close twice from winning the league, but they just were better than us two times. And we won the Champions League as well, which is the biggest trophy in club football. Yeah. So looking at all that, I would say it's been a success. Yes, it could have been better. We played in three Champions League finals, four European finals.
Yeah.
So in my eyes, I think that's actually a very successful period for your own club.
I think club would have been a lot more successful if we had better owners. If we had some Saudi money, bro. Because guys, these Americans, bro, I think they have a model which is not beneficial for us as a football club. Maybe in terms of football in general, yes.
You know what I think? You know what I think about this?
Mm-mm.
I actually believe that the FSG, the owners of Liverpool, their main objective is always to be in the top four, and that's it.
Why? Exactly. Because, and they want to make as much money as possible.
Exactly. That's
from
it.
Every situation.
Yeah, they don't have ambition to win the league or anything. As long as they keep being in the top four, guaranteeing them broadcasting money, guaranteeing them all the sponsors that they can get, it's a consistent financial situation for them. They want the club to be financially stable. That's all about it. That's all they need. Because it's a business for them. They don't care about glory or whatever. If we had ambitious owners who would like to like take the bigger step, compete for the title, compete for the Champions League, for all of that, then yes, it could have been a lot better. But with these owners in charge, I think Klopp overachieved.
Because that's when you even look at his press conference, the one where he announced he would be leaving, when he was like he was exhausted.
I still
feel some type of way about what he said, because I feel there could be some sort of fatigue in terms of how FSG have treated him, because there'll be players we want to sign but we can't get them. We always have to work on a shoestring budget. We always have and we are competing against a City who have everything, bro. They have the best manager, they have the best players, they have everything. I mean, that must be exhausting, season in, season out. I mean, like, there's no way you would judge Klopp without actually putting in context, because I also feel like that would just be unfair.
I'm going to say a controversial statement. Man City is not only relying on the owners or Pep Guardiola being a genius. They also have the backing of the Premier League.
PGMOL.
Yes, PGMOL.
Yeah, bro. Like, they always get decisions in their favor.
You can see it every season. And it happened also again this season. Some people might say, yeah, because you're a Liverpool fan, you're thinking of conspiracy and all that. But come on, it's the same thing over and over again. Also, they've been charged with 115 charges and nothing happened yet. Looking to other teams,
especially
like
when
Everton,
you see people like Everton,
nothing else.
They
got buoyant seductions. They've been penalized, but nothing happened to Man City. You think there's something fishy going on.
Yeah, let's look at the signings we've made this season as a club. I mean, last season I was livid when we let Fabinho leave, even though it seemed like a good transfer considering how much money was being paid by actually your club, Al Ittihad.
Yes, it was a happy situation both ways for me.
Let's talk about Fabinho. How's he doing? I hope you guys are treating him well.
He's been injured recently, but to be honest, his performance ever since he signed hasn't been really good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We also, that same thing applies to Benzema as well. The only good player that we had this season is Kante. He's been brilliant in all
Kante!
Games. Yes. Kante is the best signing for us, but we had higher expectations for both Benzema and Fabinho, but they didn't really do good. Hopefully next season. Okay,
need a little bit of a segue. Let's talk about Al Ittihad. We're talking about Al Ittihad, but we're going to get back to talking about Liverpool.
Yes.
I have a few questions, but go on.
Do you want us to talk about the signing of this season?
Yeah, I was even going to ask you, like, do you feel Fabinho could still come good for the club? Because I've even heard in the media Benzema might be leaving. Do you feel Fabinho is that type of player who would still stick around and still come good for the club? Or you feel like the club doesn't have enough patience or even the budget to keep him?
I think this is the best outcome happened already. Him leaving was actually very good because if you remember his
last... Did he leave yet?
No, I'm talking about his time at Liverpool.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. When he left the club, I think it was a very good decision because he wasn't really at his level the last season he played. So this is the thing that would happen in other clubs like Man City. If there is a player who underachieved in the season, he would be leaving the next season. But it's been a very common theme in Liverpool where we would stick players and offer them new contracts just because they used to be good 2 seasons ago, 3 seasons ago. But thankfully, this thing is changing gradually now. We've seen veterans leave like Henderson, like James Milner, also Fabinho as well last season. And we've been asking for this for a long time as Liverpool fans. You need to gradually change the team as long as they are underperforming or all that, because that's how you keep competing. And the new signings that we've had this season were actually very nice, very good, especially McAllister. He's been probably the signing of the season.
The reason why I was a bit livid that he left was because of the signings we made. I felt like part of the reasons, aside from him being not in the best of form individually, I felt like part of the reasons why he wasn't really at his best was down to the team as well. His teammates were not really at the top of their game either. People like Henderson, I mean, even Elliot was too young to really play as a midfielder.
Yeah,
I mean, there was a lot of limit. There was so much limitation in our midfield. And when we signed Sobo and McAllister, I felt like, yeah, that was the dream midfield for us. I mean, Fabinho sitting in the six with those two as the eights, I felt like it was perfect. And I really wanted to see that happen. But unfortunately,
it didn't happen. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, I can see that. You make a valid point. But like I said, last season he's been way out of form. It's like his legs are gone. Not the same Fabinho that we've had 2 seasons ago. But maybe with the new signings integrated in, he could have done better than the season prior. But unfortunately, he left. But we got a very good replacement in Endo, I think.
I was going to shout out Endo, bro. Yes. That guy has been a revelation. I think 17 million or 18 million pounds. How much did we have to pay for him?
He came He's out been of banging. Nowhere.
Bro, I never knew who Endo was. Like, I never knew who he was, but that's some good scouting there from Klopp.
Yes.
Klopp is leaving. There's been talk about the Portuguese guy, Amorim. There's been a couple of managers linked to the managerial position at Liverpool. There's talk about the Brighton manager as well.
But have you noticed something?
No.
If you look at managers right now, you don't find any like good names like he used to be before.
Exactly,
right now,
bro.
Yeah, right now, if you try to look for a Klopp replacement, you can't think of any to be on the same level. I know there's potential in younger names like Amorim, like Xabi Alonso, all that. But I think the football world right now is lacking in terms of great managers that are jobless.
you make a valid point there.
Yes. But I was really hoping that we can land Xabi Alonso, but as we've heard in the news that he's going to extend for another season.
It would have been perfect for him to come to Liverpool. He's won it already with Bayer Leverkusen. Just take the risk and come to Liverpool. But I think he's just being a gentleman. He doesn't want to betray the trust he has already built with Bayer Leverkusen. And that's why he has rejected
it. Yeah, not only that, but I think it's a very good decision by him because I think this is his only first season in the top level. So he wants to...
But he was at Real Sociedad.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that. He was a Real Sociedad. Yes, sorry for that. But I mean, competing in the top level.
As a champion.
Yeah, competing in the top level. It's his first season. So it's only right for him to stay for another season to cement his place among the top. Maybe next season. But by then, I think we've already had our manager wrapped in. I think...
That's the thing. That's the thing. The Liverpool managerial position does not always become available. So I felt like he was going to jump on it because you never know. Before this job becomes available again, it might take another decade. Just depends on what the next manager does. If Amorim comes in and he does well, because I feel like Liverpool would give him enough time. If I thought he would have to fail woefully before Liverpool would allow him go, because Liverpool is a club that likes to give people chances. They like to give their managers enough time to prove themselves, just like they did with Klopp.
True.
So I feel like Amorim or whoever is the manager next season would get enough time. And
true.
I hope it goes well. I hope it doesn't start rocky for us because there's a lot of trolls waiting for us on Twitter. They're waiting for our tears.
But I don't think it's going to happen because the way the board have reacted to the Klopp announcement, they have announced the return of Michael Edwards. They're shaping the club in a very great way. I think the new manager that's going to come in, hopefully he's going to be a success based on the club's structure at the moment and all that. But going back to Xabi Alonso, I think if he stays for another season with Bayer Leverkusen, I think maybe a season after he's going to go to Real Madrid.
Yeah.
So if we miss on him right now, I think he's probably going to Real Madrid 100%.
Bro, I feel like the major reason why he might have rejected Liverpool was maybe Florentino Perez made that boss call and told him, just stay where you are.
Yeah, I can see that.
In the season's time, Ancelotti will be leaving and you'll be our manager.
I absolutely can see that, yes. And I really hate Real Madrid for that because every time we try to sign a player, they've been trying to hijack ideas.
From Tchouaméni to Bellingham. To who else? I mean, Alonso now.
Alonso,
crazy, bro. It's crazy. But it's crazy.
You can't argue against that. It's the biggest club in the world, so.
Well, yeah. Well, fuck them still. Bro, I have no love for any Spanish team.
Yes.
Well, even during this Champions League, I had no love for any club. Okay, the only club I had a bit of love for was Dortmund. And I was glad to see them knock out a Spanish team. And especially with Diego Simeone. But City, Real Madrid, I hate watching, bro. And hate watching has been very successful recently, because even people who hate watch Liverpool saw Liverpool get knocked out. So I had a pound of my own flesh. But yeah, it's been crazy in Europe. Liverpool got knocked out by Atalanta. I don't think we have enough time to really get into talking about that game, but
maybe next time.
As we've said, Liverpool have a few games left. How many exactly do we have? Is it 7 or 8 games?
You mean how many games we have left?
Yeah, in the Prem.
5 games.
Wow.
Yeah, five games, bro.
That's 5 cup finals.
5 cup finals. And we have to take them one by one.
And City have 6.
They have Tottenham to play extra.
But yeah, I hope Tottenham does us a favor. Because as it stands, it's no longer in our hands.
Yeah. It's going to be a very tough end of the season. Let's hope it goes our way.
Hopefully it goes our way. Anyway, if you've listened this far, you're an absolute legend. Avin Mubarak, and he's been...
Bass.
We are over and...
Down.
You say out. Okay.